I'm very happy now to welcome back to the program Ken Knight. He is the director of Canticum Novum Chamber Orchestra and Chorus. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
So we have had you on many times over the years talking about the three different choruses you direct, but now it's down to one. The men's chorus and the women's chorus are no longer, but you've still got the co-ed.
They still exist, but I have retired as their director, and they have replaced me with, other highly qualified candidates.
Excellent. So you have a concert coming up this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, the 15th and 16th of October.
Right.
And in Santa Fe and in Albuquerque. And this is a kind of interesting concept. You're presenting unjustly neglected masterpieces.
We always present unjustly neglected masterpieces. That's kind of our mission. We do repertoire that is fabulous but rarely done. We tend to avoid the standard brand name pieces like Beethoven symphonies and that kind of thing. Once we did the Fauré Requiem, only because most of my singers had never sung it and wanted to.
Right.
But we tend to do pieces that aren't done. And they're wonderful pieces. On this program, we have a Bach cantata, one of his very early cantatas from his Mühlhausen period. We're doing a piece for women by Felix Mendelssohn, a piece for men by Pietro Ion, who was at one time director of music and principal organist at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. We're doing a suite for string orchestra by C.H.H. Perry, Hubert to his friends, called Lady Radnor's Suite, named after his good friend, Lady Radnor. And we're doing a beautiful short prelude by Gerald Finzi. It was intended to be a movement of a larger work, but it was never completed, and it was sort of extracted from the unfinished work after his death. And the real cornerstone of the program is the Concerto for Organ and Orchestra by Francis Poulenc.
And you've got a particular organ that will be played.
We have, well, two. We're doing one performance here in Santa Fe at First Presbyterian Church. They have a fairly new mechanical action, what they call a tracker action, a Fisk brand organ that was just installed 4 or 5 years ago. It's quite a hefty instrument.
And oddly enough, when I was in high school, I toured the Fisk Organ Factory in Massachusetts because my friend's mother had married into that family or something like that, and it was awesome to see how these things are built.
I mean,
it's a work of art and craft that's centuries old.
It is. And, of course, before everything was electrified, before electricity was widely available, all pipe organs were mechanical action. So all of the great organs of the 18th century in Europe, those Zilbermann organs and all those wonderful things that Bach himself played on, were mechanical action organs. And then, of course, the bellows had to be turned by hand. He had to have an assistant, usually a kid, one of his 20 children probably, who sat down there probably reading a book and cranking the organ to provide wind for the pipes.
So Saturday is at the First Presbyterian Church on Grand Avenue in Santa Fe, and then Sunday is at St. John's Episcopal Cathedral in Albuquerque.
Right.
And Oliver Prezant will present a lecture before each concert.
A pre-concert lecture, right. He'll talk for about 45 minutes about the music, and he's very entertaining and very informative, and everyone loves his lectures.
Yeah.
The organ in Albuquerque, by the way, is probably the best pipe organ in the state. It's a sensational instrument. It's just magnificent, and the acoustics at the cathedral down there are also magnificent, and they sometimes say that the most important stop on a pipe organ is the room in which it's installed.
Right.
And so having great acoustics is a great blessing for this particular organ. And we have a fabulous organist, Maxine Thévenot, who's the director of music and choir master at the cathedral, is playing both performances. The organs are very different. And I heard her practicing at First Pres yesterday, and she made the comment that playing this concerto on the organ at First Presbyterian was a bit like trying to play the Brahms violin concerto on a viola da gamba, which is a 16th, 17th century instrument.
Right.
It requires a completely different set of instructions for the instrument.
I suppose that's one of the things, if you are an organist, it's not like being a flute player where you carry the little thing around,
nope.
You choose which one you want, and that's it.
You have to go to the organ. Yeah.
So you're down to one choir.
Mm-hmm.
Are you focusing really hard on that choir? Are you kind of taking it easy in your life a little bit too?
I have a little more free time than I had before, but the truth is this choir that I've retained has always been 10 times as much work as the other two put together.
Why is that?
Because it has a symphony orchestra associated with it.
Ah.
And hiring the players is an intensive, time-consuming project. Obtaining all of the music from publishers the more modern pieces, you have to rent the scores. You can't actually purchase them. And then sending out all the parts by mail to all the players who live in several different cities in northern New Mexico.
Right.
And then
getting them all together for rehearsal.
Well, I have separate choral rehearsals for the choir to teach them the music. And they're all very smart and motivated and well-trained. They learn music really quickly. And they also learn the music before they come to the first rehearsal, which is a great blessing. But I rehearse the chorus separately, and then I have one rehearsal with the orchestra alone. Then we have two rehearsals with the orchestra and chorus and soloists all together. And it involves all sorts of other chores, like moving choral risers. This time we had to move the timpanis to two different locations for, one venue in Santa Fe, one in Albuquerque. The temps have to be schlepped in a trailer behind a pickup truck down
there.
These
are things that we, the audience, never think of, is how much work it is to move the timpani.
That's right. But it's an enormous task, and I end up, for some reason, I have always ended up writing the program notes for the program and typing it up myself and taking it to the printer and just all sorts of chores like that. And then, of course, we have to raise the money to pay the orchestra.
Right.
And that's almost a full-time job. So luckily, I have a really industrious, dedicated board of directors who helps me with all of these tasks.
Canticum Novum Chamber Orchestra and Chorus. Their 8th season fall concerts are this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 15th and 16th of October, 7:30 at First Presbyterian Church in Santa Fe on Saturday, and then 4 in the afternoon at St. John's Episcopal Cathedral in Albuquerque. Thank you very much, Ken Knight, for being with us.